The editor of Ukrainian Freedom News is Joseph Lindsley, and we'll check in with him right now. Joseph, I saw an interview with the First Lady of Ukraine yesterday, and she made the point that the hope is that we don't forget about them, and we don't forget about the war, and we don't ignore now what's going on over there. And it's something, as time passes, that's easy to do, and you and I have talked about that a lot here. So I'm glad we're doing our part to keep it in front of people, front and center. How are you doing today?
Yeah, Bob, you certainly are, and I'm very grateful for that. And as I mentioned before, even there are Ukrainians who on the front lines who are listening to your show, friends of mine. So you're having an impact, obviously, in the States, but also here in Ukraine. And it's a beautiful summer day here in the Carpathians. It's a market day in this village, which is teeming with berries and vegetables and the abundance, of the Ukrainian soil. I really see here the modern life, but with old traditions. There are kids playing in the streets, traditional embroidered shirts for sale in the bazaar. People, instead of going to the stores, you buy produce from the old babusas, the grandmas on the streets. There are really beautiful, nicely designed houses here, most of them built by the people who live in them. So there's this great sense of ingenuity, and you have a nice mixture of old and new. There's a 16th century wood church here. And you also have solar-powered streetlights that still let you see the stars at night. And all of this, I see in even this little village in the mountains, so much of the goodness that Ukrainians have built up these past, really since 2014, these past 8 years of freedom. Today is the 147th day of the war. And even though it's summer, I would say most people still say it feels like February. So they call today February 171st. The clock keeps going. And we've had in the past 24 hours in Donetsk, pretty much the entire front line has been shelled. Ukraine still continued to hold the ground. Russians have gained very little territory in the past 2 weeks. And so it seems the Russians' best play at the moment is to strike villages and cities. They destroyed two schools, including one in the city of Kramatorsk in the past day. They also basically destroyed the central market in the city of Bakhmut, exact location where I was back in May. In multiple regions, the fields are on fire. This wonderful produce and the grains are being burned. And an example of, so you can maybe feel what it's like, but some of the messages Ukrainians get on the Telegram channels, on the Telegram app, here's one. Residents of Kharkiv are asked to be very careful today. The enemy is firing chaotically and brutally at the city. Stay in shelter. And that further down south in Nikopol, right across the river from the Russian occupiers, they're currently, my friends there tell me they have there's a fear of a Russian helicopter invasion across the river. But last night they had a small moment of peace, and a city official texted everyone in the city saying everything is normal now. You can, and just to, you don't know how long that normalcy might last, but it's strangely reassuring to know you can sleep for a few hours. And that's sort of the situation Ukraine are in. And one other big fear on the horizon that when you speak with many people, this is a common topic of conversation now. What is going to happen from Belarus? Will there be some invasion from Belarus to the north? There are not major water or mountain barriers between Belarus and Lviv. And so that is a major concern right now on people's minds.
It's amazing that there's still decent communication, so these warnings can be heard. And I was reading about what one platoon commander on the front said recently about that. He credited Starlink, and he said, without that, we would have been losing the war already. That's Musk's communication system, isn't it?
Yeah, Starlink is the reason why we know so much of what happened during the siege of Mariupol. It was their only way to communicate with the outside world. And that was, very, I think, forward looking of Elon Musk and everyone on his team, because they got those they got Starlink to Ukraine in the early days of the war. They didn't wait, and they knew that was going to be absolutely essential. And not only so the soldiers can communicate, with their command, but also so the world can know what's happening. I think if the Ukrainians had not been able to share the stories of these atrocities, this would just be some strange conflict on the other side of the world. And so absolutely. And then the other credit has to go to the Ukrainian IT Army, which is a massive team of almost 100,000 volunteers. This is a very tech-savvy country. You know, so Ukraine has been an outsourcing center for tech enterprises for many years. There's a great tech company in Lviv that's headquartered in Austin, Texas. So it's a very intelligent, technical country, and the IT Army has gone on the offensive against Russian communications and has protected, we've barely had any internet problems or phone problems since the war started.
Mm-hmm. It's also quite something that we can talk to you every morning, even though today, for example, you're in the mountains and there's only an occasional breakup, but some of our local calls are more problematic. We want to say congratulations to Jan from Sturtevant, Wisconsin, who won the flag just moments ago, Joseph.
Oh, well, I would say congratulations to you. And as the Ukrainians say, do peremoha. So we hope you keep flying that until victory. And, Bob, when you mentioned the First Lady of Ukraine speaking in Washington, she said it's not in her nature to ever say such a question, but she asked for more weapons. And these high mobility rocket launchers that the America has given to Ukraine, I think only four are in use right now. They've made such a huge difference in just a few weeks. And the Ukrainian defense minister said, following up on what the First Lady said, that if they had 50, they could stop the Russian advances. If they had 100, they could take back territory.
Hmm. Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine, thanks as always for bringing it home to us. Joseph, be safe.
Thank you, Bob.